Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Well, I'm back anyway. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me on board, listening, watching. You can head over to the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. You can go ahead and, you get involved with people that are smarter than I am. Seriously. And, that's too hard to do, but anyhow, always appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, Xing, whatever it's called nowadays, and being part of the convo. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does every week. Always love getting her on to try to figure out what the heck these people are thinking. I have no other way to put it.
Seriously, right?
Think about it. You know, you got, what's her name? The press secretary, Jean-Claude, I think.
Whatever her name is. Vinderdam? I don't know.
I mean, seriously, unremarkably, you just don't know. They call it KJP, right? And to get up there, just cold in your face, see it all over her face. She can't be bothered with you. You're too stupid to be involved in the conversation. The arrogance is amazing.
Every time they ask her to clarify things or for, you know, factual things, right? Usually, yeah. Fox News or, you know, OAN. She just stares like you're Satan or something. Like those eyes. I'm like, you know, you're not going to talk about that. Why not? I mean, we do know. You're right. Because you don't talk about it. But yeah. Jean-Pierre.
Again.
She just, whatever her name is. Yeah.
And the coldness when she was asked today why the president, President Biden, went to a fundraiser at $500,000, not even $500,000 a plate. I get no food. $500,000 a ticket to get in.
Yeah.
And, because everybody wants to see Obama, Biden, and Billy Bob Clinton together at the same time. And
Trump all six
went,
of them enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah. Trump went to the wake and to honor the police officer and his family. And there's a rumor going around that he's actually paid off the house of the family of the police officer.
Yep, he does stuff like that. You know, they're telling everybody how greedy he is, you know, and how this and that. And I'm like, yeah, if you've got all these people coming at him for no reason, he's got to make some money. But he is the most giving person. You know, I was going through the other day all of the things that he helped put in place for persecuted Christians, for African American communities, urban communities. You know, my friend Shirley worked with him tightly before she passed away. Just this and this and this. And then when the minute Biden got into the administration, into D.C., these are the first things he wiped out. And I try to tell all of my African American friends, you know, that still insist on being a Democrat and voting for him, that he canceled $14 billion for urban communities. It's one of the first things he did that Trump put in place. No, that's not. I'm like, I literally worked with the mom, Shirley, you know, who helped him put this in. I was on these calls. The fact that he helped persecuted Christians all over the world, that he signed off on that and helped get that funded. And yeah, yet we've got, you know, you want to pay $500,000 to go see, you know, these dinks. You have at it. It's just unbelievable. And it still brings me back because people are still asking me why people are so dumbed down. Why are they believing this? And then another mom just said, how can I help my child not believe everything they read? And so that's a good question. That, right? That's
Stop
a great
them
question.
From reading. I don't know. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Well, you know what I mean. They're all the bad stuff that they hear, you know. And you've got, what you've got to understand is the narratives that we're exposed to completely shape our interpretation of reality and our beliefs. It's just, the brain is a sponge. It is really, really large sponge, I guess, with large holes until you're about 25 years old. And these core fundamental beliefs that evolve as we mature are going to be consistent with the values and the ideology, meaning religious, political, cultural, of our, guess what, immediate home environment.
Wow.
Right? Newsflash.
Yeah.
So how parents can help is by consistently behaving in a moral manner yourselves. Tell the truth in front of your children, not degrees of it, model patience, model integrity, honesty when you're at the grocery store, right? While you're driving, while you're taking care of pets.
Okay, but listen.
Model it.
Slow down, Sparky. You start talking about modeling integrity, modeling honesty, and I'm going, okay, you know as well as I do that those words, depending on what side of the aisle you're on and how, and your own integrity, what they mean. You know what I'm saying? I mean, What we know is what we believe to be a lie, some call truth.
Yes. And if you want to raise a child with a strong sense of right or wrong, you honestly have to cultivate your own morality. It has to start with you. And again, I always ask this, if you're, you know, what is your moral code based on? And if it's not based on the Bible, which is what it's meant to be based on, then you've got to tell me and you've got to figure out and be honest with yourself right now, tonight, while you're hearing this, what do you base your moral code on? What is it? Mm-hmm. And if it's like, well, just being nice, just okay, but what? Because is it your kid's moral code? Is it Joe's moral code? Is it the people in prison's moral code? Is it P. Diddy's moral code? Is it Britney Spears' moral code? Oops. Right? You can't just pick one.
We hit the commercial. You can finish that thought, and we'll catch you later. Right? That doesn't
I'll
sound
continue.
Right.
I'll continue.
What?
I'll continue.
All right. Hold that thought. Put a pause on it, because I want you to start in the same place. Anyway, be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more with Dr. B when we return.
Talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home.
We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
I just love horns. How could you? You can't not smile when you hear stuff like that. I don't care who you are. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe at joemessina.com. Joe at joemessina.com. I'm doing my best to answer it. But, you know, when we're on the show, I know you guys think I'm really talented. I cannot respond while I'm talking to somebody. Okay? Seriously. All right. Dr. B joins me as she does every week. Always appreciate the time she gives us to give us her insight, try to get healthy, try to make things better. And Dr. B... I lost my notes. I had the screen open a minute ago. God bless.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, all right. Well, you're younger than I am. Go ahead. See if you remember.
We were just talking about, you know, morality and all of that. And I found this really, you know me, I like to research this to the hilt. I found this amazing study, and it's a study of it basically says a new study finds that the key to raising moral kids lies within the parents' sense of empathy and injustice. And this is not a Christian study, people. This is a study done by developmental neuroscientists, and it's pretty incredible. So they took almost 100 toddlers, and they had them watch videos, so animated videos, where characters were engaging and helping and sharing, and then pushing, tripping, shoving, things like that. And they had already done an interview with the parents on how they, what their belief system is on empathy, and what would you do if someone shoves you? Well, shove them back and then kick them in the face, you know, or try to be kind first and say, hey, it was an accident, blah, blah. Right. So they just tried they asked them their moral background, what their belief system was. And so what they found is after they showed them this, they had these children hooked up to an EEG, which doesn't hurt them at all, doesn't shock them. I can just see the emails coming. It's an electroencephalogram. And so they just hooked it up, and it measures brain movement. And what they found from the toddlers by watching the bad on-screen characters versus the good on-screen characters is that when they watched the good ones, it spiked their brain. When they watched the good ones, and these were the kids of the parents who had a moral foundation and regularly talked about empathy, justice, fairness, and how to be kind, and how to, you know, teach them how to have a decent temperament and all of that. When you face these people, their brains spiked in the empathy region, and it also showed an emotional intelligence with these toddlers. Yes. Now, the kids that weren't raised with any kind of moral foundation, and the parents were like, I don't care, screw them, F them, you know, if they do this or that. These were these parents, and just even as toddlers, there was no spike showing almost a sociopathological a brain being developed. Isn't that, that's in toddlers. Wow. And it was across the board. It wasn't just these kids had issues mentally at all. They had all been tested, absolutely. No brain issues, no physical, mental issues at all. And this group that did it has been doing research for over 50 years. So they came to the conclusion that parents' parental dispositions have an enormous impact on toddlers as far as cognitive empathy, the ability to look at someone else's perspective, and it also showed higher levels of baby self-regulation into their coping abilities in adult life.
Coping abilities, you know, the things that most of our teenagers today don't have?
Right, by raising moral children starting as toddlers. Wow. And this is what I've been saying for years, that it actually works and shows that we need empathy, because the opposite of that is being a sociopath. And what are we seeing in society? Oh. So this is a huge study. It was incredible to read, but people have been asking, is it true? How do I do this? Well, yes, have a moral foundation, and it's got to be based. I don't care what you call it. I mean, I personally, as a Christian, would like you to call it, you know, biblical, but it needs to be consistent and kind and, has got to have some moral foundation, morality, right and wrong. So,
yeah,
isn't that interesting?
I think it's extremely interesting, and I think it's interesting that the word you keep using is consistency. And I just had a conversation with somebody who's having some issues with their child, and I said, the problem is you're not consistent. You're not consistent in praise. You're not consistent in punishment. You're not consistent in process or policies, if you would. And this is confusing to a child. They want boundaries, but they need to know what those boundaries are. They can't change from minute to minute. You can't tell them not to do something. You accept it for 2 days. You don't say anything about it. Then all of a sudden you go ballistic on them because they're still doing it. You're sending very, very confusing messages, right?
Yes, so lazy parenting or inconsistent parent. And consistency is one of the most essential and productive strategies for effective parenting. You have to be consistent. Someone just said, what does being consistent mean? You know, as a parent, a That's a good question. I love that you guys are asking these. In practice, it means being consistent in your schedule, in your routine, and in your rules, and in your discipline patterns, and how you connect with your child emotionally. You can't be all over the place. So say that again. Yes, I'll say that again. Okay. It's being consistent in your schedule, routines. I think parents are writing this down. Rules, discipline pattern, and how you connect with your child emotionally. They need consistency. I will tell you, Joe, it's the number one thing I said, actually the top two things is being proud, is being present, right? And that's consistently being present in your children's lives. And the other one is being consistent and putting up boundaries. Teen said, even though I hate it, at least I have that to fall back onto. I know that my parents care. I know that I have a foundation that's consistent, or they will go crazy. And I think that is why we're seeing so much anxiety right now with kids, because nobody's consistent. Nothing's consistent. The news isn't, their schools aren't, their teachers aren't, their parents aren't.
Well, I will tell you that my kids, being a single dad for a while, I was really, as you can imagine, I was pretty tough on them. And, you know, there were times where I thought maybe I'm too tough, but then I realized, look, people are going to be tough on them when they get out there. Their mom was not as strict as I was, if you would. But when they came back for my 50th birthday party, one of the things that was consistent with them was my consistency and the fact that there were things they wouldn't do because they didn't have to deal with me when they got home. And when they were at a party or doing whatever, they just knew because of the conversations we had, the things we did together, it was the wrong thing to do.
Yes.
So there's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with it. I mean, it promotes better brain wiring in our kids. Why don't we want that? You know, when toddlers experience repetitive experience, it strengthens the connection in their brain, right? It helps their brain understand what's going to be expected, like you just said.
Guess what?
Makes them. Oh, you gotta go. Is that it?
I got to go. No, you're the one's gotta go. I mean. I'm here for another half an hour.
I do have to go, I have to go be consistent with that time with my
children.
Listen,
I appreciate your time with us. We'll do it again next week, I promise. God bless. Keep doing what you're doing. Very much appreciate you.
Thanks. All right. God bless.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Immigration and Customs Enforcement has initiated a campaign aimed at apprehending illegal immigrants with convictions for serious drug offenses. Thursday, officials disclosed over 200 arrests nationwide of non-citizens who have been convicted of drug trafficking or multiple drug possession offenses. Russia has blocked a United Nations panel of experts from overseeing North Korea's nuclear weapons program. Thursday, Russia vetoed the annual renewal of sanctions monitoring North Korea, while China opted to abstain from that vote. Tuberculosis rates in the United States are experiencing an upward trend. In 2023, they surged by 16%, marking the third consecutive year of increase. This rise comes after almost three decades of steady decline. According to the latest report from the CDC, the number of TB cases nearly reached 10,000, representing an increase of close to 1,300. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. I'm back anyway. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. I always tell you this. You know, be part of the solution. You got to be part of the solution. And so I would tell you, it is the way that we win. Because if you don't do it, if you're not part of the conversation, if you're not part of the solution, it just doesn't work out well for anybody. In all honesty. So I really do appreciate it, like I said, the time that you're spending with us. And, you know, lots of things happening. Lots of things you're trying to keep up on. But I always love it. Every once in a while, I go peruse Instagram. I'm out there a lot. And you just, people grab these clips. I think it's wonderful. I don't even think I'm looking for these things. So people grab these clips, and I just have to look. Here is our illustrious vice president who can't seem to put a sentence together. I'm just so confused. I mean, seriously, if you know what she's saying, send me an email, joe@joemessina.com. Here we go.
And I have been blessed during the course of being vice president, have many situations where it becomes clear to me that there are, you know, people of every age and gender, by the way, who see something about being the first that lets them know they don't need to be limited by other people's limited understanding of who can do what.
Do you?
No, I don't. I don't even know where to go with that. That's how bad that is. And even if I wanted to cover for her, even if I wanted to make it look better than it actually is, that it's not as bad as we perceive it to be, I don't think he can do it. Right? I mean, in all sincerity, the stuff that she said, has anybody really heard her give a speech? I'm not trying to be mean, I'm just saying. Has anybody heard her give a speech where it actually made sense? Right here, let me see. I got another one. Let's this one here. Let's see if I can get this. Come on, Messina. Ah. All right, take a listen.
Have many situations where it becomes clear to me that there are, you know, people of every age and gender, by the way, who see something about being the first that lets them know they don't need to be limited by other people's limited understanding of who can do what.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
One more time. Come on. Give me something. I need to laugh, Camilla.
And I have been fortunate and blessed to, during the course of being vice president, have many situations where it becomes clear to me that there are, you know, people of every age and gender, by the way, who see something about being the first that lets them know they don't need to be limited by other people's limited understanding of who can do what.
Do you understand?
I don't even know what to do with that. Again, another one. Help me understand, and I mean that sincerely. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I usually don't do a whole bunch with anyone in particular, but this week somebody was posting these things day after day after day after day. And I sat there and I thought to myself, my God, she's on a roll. And these are the guys. She goes out to military academies. She goes out to other governments. She goes all over the place. And in all honesty and fairness, think about it. She's out there representing us. Right? They're going to have to rename this the food, the word salad country. It's just nuts. Again, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732. You know, 5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. And, you know, when you discuss some of these issues, right, when you're trying to talk to, just all you want to do is talk with them about it. They'll tell you you doctored it up. But it's not. First of all, they're all over the place. You can get them almost anywhere. All right, I got one I want you to hear. One last, I promise, I won't beat this up with you. But I've got one, this woman impersonates her too. Some of you have probably already heard these. But impersonates her to a T. And this woman does a really, really great job at this. Take a listen. This is I guess she did it as a joke at a friend's party or something, and they asked her to do it again.
Thank you for seeing me on short notice. I realize that I am not dressed for work today. I actually quit. I am handing in my resignation. What we're doing here is disgusting, and we should all be ashamed of ourselves. Why? Here you go.
There is some movement, and I don't want to... Well, maybe choose my words.
All right. I screwed that one up. I apologize.
Thank you for seeing me on short notice.
Joe Biden's handler. And saying that I can't do
Thank this. You for seeing me on short notice. I realize that I am not dressed for work today. I actually quit. I am handing in my resignation. What we're doing here is disgusting, and we should all be ashamed of ourselves. Why? Here you go.
There is some movement, and I don't want to. Well, maybe choose my words. There's some movement. There's been a response from the.
I think the only movement he's had is in his pants, the back side, and there's no movement going on in his head. Because you look at the poor man's face, and he is struggling so hard to get the words out. He's struggling so, and he knows it. He's not, you know, he can feel it. He can sense it. He knows it's happening.
There's been a response from the opposition, but yes, I'm sorry, from Hamas.
So, yeah, I'm done. I'm done with you guys. I'm done with all of this. It's time.
And again, it's a joke. She's not really a handler. Don't go getting all crazy ballistic on us. But I had to play it because, you know, I'm sitting here thinking, how many of you who don't much care for me, I know you hop on from time to time to take a listen, but how many do you hear from me, and you don't hear these clips? You don't hear these clips on the stations you're listening to or the shows that you're listening to on a regular basis. And there's no reason for it, because if they have nothing to hide, if everything's good and Joe's the best thing since sliced bread, what is the problem? Just do it. Right? That simple. Anyway. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Do I have time for this? I have to do the next hour. God bless. Well, apparently, Fonnie Willis, now I want you to think of the irony behind this, right? Fonnie Willis said that Jesus told her to prosecute Trump. Now, I'll give you some thought on that. I'm going to go for a commercial here in a second. But I want you to think about Jesus telling her to go after somebody because she said that, you know, Jesus thinks he's corrupt and doing something wrong and you have to stop it. From the same woman who hired her boyfriend for all intents and purposes, paid him big bucks out of the state coffers while he was a married man. Now, some of you are, don't judge. Don't, well, hey, she's judging. Why can't I? Right? Now, I don't know. I give up. See, when someone says that Jesus himself told him to prosecute this case, how do you defend against that? Think about it. But in this case, I would say, well, based on your other actions, I don't know who you're really hearing from. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to hell.
Baby, baby, we are back. Joe Pacito, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RUNE-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be a part of the solution, really. And it's not that hard. It really isn't. Just take your time and do the work. It's not that hard to do. You know, when you start looking into somebody, don't believe every first story that pops up on your screen. And just pay attention to what's going on around you. Make sure you truly understand what's happening. And I want you to get involved. I may not agree with you, but God bless. I hope you do some real, if you're trying to prove me wrong, whether you believe it or not, I don't have a problem with that. Right? If you're trying to prove me wrong, it means you have to do some homework. And frankly and honestly, I'm okay with that. I think it's great. All right. God, there's so much happening. Winston Sears went off on Jill Biden. First of all, Jill suggested the book bans, which I would love. what they call that. Book bans akin to Nazi Germany. Now, Winston, she opened her mouth and said, listen, let me give you a reality check here. Right? My state is protecting children from sexually explicit material in public schools. That's the bottom line. When do we start devaluing our children to the point where we really, well, we don't believe, I think it's more evil purposes, that we believe or think or want to subject them to naked people at a very early age, to sexual situations at a very early age? What gives you the right as government to decide when my kid, when my daughter, when my son is ready to see body parts from another person, from the opposite? Yes, we have opposite sex. Get over it. You don't have that right. They're my kids. I'm responsible for them. And then the other side, here you go. You're demonizing, you're calling parents Nazis for wanting to ban books for, you know, third graders who see how to have oral sex in their coloring books. No, no, no. Don't say you're exaggerating. Do your own homework. I'm tired of spoon-feeding your people. You do your own homework, and you'll find, because CNN's not going to show it to you. MSNBC's not going to show it to you. You're going to have to start digging through the local papers, the local publications. Right? And what I love is the book ban. I love that. See, in the days of the Nazis, yeah, you could have a book ban. You could burn every book that came into town that you didn't like, what it said, what it showed, or anything along those lines. But you can't do that anymore. Burn all the books you want. You know why? I got a cell phone that can get me any book I want in a matter of seconds. And now with AI, I don't even have to find the book. I can make up a story of my own or have AI make it up for me as to how I want to see it. Give that some thought. Anyway, I always appreciate it when you're with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, which makes you, it will make you, whether you want it or not, it will make you part of the solution, because you won't be able to get away. Be right there and in your face. Anyway, come on. I just had the story up on the screen just for you guys. You know, there was a comment the other day. I guess I did a story about down payments, and they felt like I was giving out wrong information. Well, first of all, it wasn't my information. It was, you know, it was a nationwide association of realtors and mortgage brokers. And how much do you really save? If you get away with that, look at it. If you're not looking to take anybody to the cleaners, you're not looking to screw the mortgage company. If you can come in with less down and it doesn't raise your payment that much, go for it. You can use the extra money to make any of the changes you need to make to the house or improvements or what have you. New paint job, new carpet, whatever it is. I'm not speaking to those who want to get in there with no money down, live in a house for a year and a half while they try to throw them out and foreclose on the place. So, again, what can you afford? Look at the mortgage rates. Look at, mortgage insurance. All that regular insurance, all that stuff that you have to have at certain times in your life when you're buying a home. And, you know, the other thing, too, find a financial advisor. Not all financial advisors are looking to put your money, you know, take your money from you, put it in the bank, and tell you how it's going to make you like $1 billion, just wait a few years, buy a house, and then you have nothing left. Because they lost it. But what I really want you to do is, you sit with a financial advisor, talk to them about what you're doing, what you want to do, what you're trying to accomplish. Right? You know, think about certain things. You know, my day was 20, when I bought my first house, 20% down, 80% mortgage. It was a 30-year note. End of discussion. It's changed. You may need somewhere, depending on your credit, you may need somewhere between 3% and 25%. And depending on which type of mortgage you get, could make some changes to that. The riskier the mortgage, the more likely you're going to be required to put money down, and you're going to get hit with a higher interest rate. Right? In America's, I don't know, 20 biggest cities, a 20% down payment ranges for anywhere from, depending, you know, again, what the house is worth, anywhere from $40,000 in Oklahoma City to almost $300,000 in San Jose. And that $300,000 would actually buy you a home, not in California anyhow. I'd be really surprised if you could find a house in California for $300,000 or less. Really. And it's a lot of kids, a lot of young people aren't buying homes anymore. They're renting them. I mean, I did a story earlier today about how we're becoming the rental capital country, you know, of the world for all intents and purposes, when we don't have to be. You know, the lender looks at it when you make a down payment. The lender sees that as a commitment on your part. You're putting your own funds into the transaction. It reduces the chance of you defaulting. You're starting out with a little equity in the house. It's a big deal. And they can decide what they want, you know, what they want you to put down ultimately if you want to make the deal. You can negotiate. I think they expect you to push back at times. I would, anyway. Then you have what's called FHA loans. Some of you guys already know this. For those, you need at least 3.5% down. If you have an especially low credit score, you may need to bring more money into the table. People with scores of 580 or better can put 3.5% down. But those with scores below that will need a down payment of at least 10%. Now, the lowest score you could have to get an FHA loan is 500. You know, we talked about this during the pandemic. And I said, you know what? When you get to that point where people can't pay their bills, people losing their jobs, these credit scores are going to tank. They're going to nosedive. And then what are you going to do? No, come on, think about it. What are you going to do? You're going to have to make some adjustments on these mortgages. Anyway, and if you're a veteran, don't let it go by. No, honestly, go check it out. See what your mortgage terms are. You get lower. You know, the nice thing about VA loans, veterans loans, is that you can get them with no money down and low interest rates. In many cases. Right? You know, you need to pay the VA funding fee. I don't even know what that is. I think it's equal to 1% of the loan. And I've never heard of these before. It's a new one for me. A USDA mortgage. Right? They don't call for down payments either. These mortgages are only available to low and middle income borrowers who live in eligible rural or suburban areas. So you have a lot of options in front of you. A lot of ways to make something, you know, because I'm always hearing about how the American dream is dead. You can't buy a house. You can't do this. Just stop it. Stop buying $4 lattes and Starbucks coffees. Put some of that money aside. Most millennials don't have savings accounts. Everything sits in Venmo and they spend it as they need it, or as they want to use it, I should say. That's why I said you get with a financial, if you really have goals, if you really want to do stuff. And a lot of you, I think it's hilarious. You research everything online and you think you have all the answers. You don't. Right? I mean, you just flat out don't. You have to go to people who have been in it for 20 years, that have been fighting whatever the situation is for 20 years. Otherwise, you all you're doing is guessing. You're pulling information off that big bad interweb, and you're still just guessing. Don't do it alone. When it comes to your money, get the help you need. Get the advice you need. Sit back. Don't sign the contract that second. That's all I'm saying. So do it right. Hey, Joe Mancini, your host. God bless, guys. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for hanging out. I always appreciate your time, whether I let you know it or I don't. We're back here tomorrow. Hopefully you'll join us.